baby. You've been so distant from me lately. And lately, don't even wanna call.
After a 5-year hiatus, Selena Gomez released her much anticipated album Rare, which psyched her Selenaator fans out. Intensity of the hype came to a peak when she released her first single, Lose You to Love Me.
We'd always go into it blindly. I needed to lose you to find me. This dancer was killing me softly. I needed to hate you to love me.
Which debuted at number 15 and peaked all the way at number 1 on the US Billboard Hot 100 chart. Usually Love Me was like a self-love song. It was slow. She was emotional. You just wanted to sing it with her. Even if you didn't feel like you were going through what she was going through, you wanted to sing it with her like you were. Then, when the album released, she released the third single, Rare, which was completely different because it was more upbeat and a normal pop song, which was very, like, a surprise to me because I expected more of a sad, slow album. But the song Rare didn't stick out once you listen to the rest of the album, and it shouldn't have been the self-titled album to me personally because I felt like she didn't come as hard. It was more generic vibes. You didn't feel like Selena was singing. You felt like anybody else could sing it, which I felt like was partially due to the fact that it was originally recorded by Madison Love and Charlie XCX. And I know this is normal in the music industry, but to me, if you wanted to make it the title of your album, like in the first song, you should have made it a little more like oomph. Like, this is like, I'm feeling it. I really feel like everything I'm saying in the song.
Waiting up for you upstairs. Why you act like I'm not there? Baby, right now it feels like, it feels like you don't care. Why don't you recognize I'm so.
As I kept listening, Ring would be my absolute favorite track on the album. I just love her, how her voice is on it. It seems like really soulful and the beat is different. It just felt different, and I feel like she really put her creativity into that song and sold her range and diversity in her voice and just the style of her rest of her album. And I wish it was longer than it was, but I most definitely had it on repeat to make it feel like it. She only had 2 songs with features by Black and Kid Cudi. It was really interesting to me because both of those songs seemed like they were originally like a Kid Cudi song and originally a Black song because the beat and the like vibe and whole thing of it felt like a Kid Cudi song. And he did his Kid Cudi home, which I love. So that like gave extra points on the whole album right there because I love Kid Cudi. But I think those are 2 interesting choices, and I most definitely think they were kind of cool. Once again, she kind of showed, like, I'm kind of different. Like, I got some range. I got some different creative skills I can pull out. The only song that I really was like, was Cut You Off. It was kind of cringeworthy for me. The beginning just kind of made me want to, like, scrunch up my face, like, ooh. And then the chorus was just kind of like awkward. It just felt like she was trying to be super creative, but she could have kept that one to herself. That just wasn't it for her, to me. Overall, I think she made a really decent album, but I feel like in her discography, it won't stand out necessarily. But I do feel like this is a great stepping stone for her making great songs and albums in the future. And I feel like if she builds off this, her next album is gonna be the best. I really do. I feel like part of my reason that I say that is because of the time frame. A lot of the time frame sounds like she did make it in 2016, like when she stopped. And then she has a couple kind of different songs. It kind of seems a little random, but a lot of it seems like what she did in the past. So that's why I don't feel like it really stands out in this moment to me. So with all that being said, I think Rare had some great moments, and I hope Selena will continue to highlight those in the future. And I gave it a 7 out of 10 because it wasn't like, oh my God, I can't stand this. But it was like, I feel like I'm kind of missing something. And like I said, my favorite song is Ring. And if I'm in my feelings, it's Lose You to Love Me.